not on this chair.
Hashtag pantsless podcast.
Pantsless podcast?
Pantsless Maybe. Podcast. You don't know. We don't
Happy
know.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. What is up and good afternoon, everybody?
It's not Thursday, though.
It is not Thursday. If you're watching this, it is Wednesday. Did we just blow your minds? I hope so. Well, we're here. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Today is our Happy Thanksgiving episode. We're going to go over some pointers here. We're going to answer some questions that folks have emailed us in, and I sent them shirts with handwritten letters.
Handwritten.
Handwritten.
My goal is to make you feel awkward every time you open that handwritten letter.
He's winning.
And I'm winning.
I always sign it first, and he signs second. He always one-ups me. Anyhow.
That's what happens when you sign second.
This is true. Anyhow, if you're listening today, thank you for tuning in. Make sure and check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. Leave us a 5-star review, screenshot it, send it to ben@dieselpowerproducts.com. And just like Alex, TJ, and Ben Brown have found out, I do respond. I will answer your questions live. And we send you a t-shirt and maybe some other stuff. Depends on how frisky I'm feeling at that moment. Yeah. The better you make your email to me, the more chance you have of getting weird stuff.
Yes.
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 So today's topics, we're going to answer three questions. We're going to go over some frequently asked questions, and we're going to go over our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale.
Ooh.
There is some information in there that if you are thinking about purchasing this weekend, I would highly recommend you stay tuned because there are some heavy hitters on this list.
Yeah.
One in particular, is it real? It's not. It's fine. I'm getting text messages from my producer who's literally yelling at me right now. I'm gonna make everybody...
But anyways, too, we have an awesome giveaway we're doing, too, which there's still time to enter for that. So definitely, he'll explain a little bit further. He's got the goods, and it's an awesome giveaway. I don't think anybody's really done anything kind of like this.
No,
this is pretty
and
cool.
There's a bit of chance here, and I'm excited to talk about it. We actually talked about it yesterday sitting around our fire pit outside, and it's a... Needless to say, the owner of our company, they're sweating a couple bullets, but we're going to ride the lightning. We're going to see what happens with this.
Yeah.
So... Let's get right into it. Let's answer some questions because I feel like these are burning a hole.
They're good questions.
They're great questions, actually. So Alex, TJ, and Ben, if you're watching right now, we're answering your questions live. I know I emailed each and every one of you. I believe Ben Brown, I think, is out of the dunes right now.
Oh.
Rock on, buddy.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're going to talk about Alex Bateman for a second here. So sure. Vehicle, 05 Excursion.
Power
6 liter.
Yes.
Right on. So I'll read this
Just
one.
Read it. Okay.
Yeah. So he emailed in, says, I've got an 05 6.0 Excursion, which I'm keeping basically stock, but I'm really intrigued by billet wheels. Is there much of a benefit by just switching the stock compressor wheels on a VGT turbo, variable geometry van turbo? Of course, besides looking sick, because they do look sick. Billet wheels next to a cast. I should have brought them up here.
Yeah.
Billet wheels next to a cast wheel. One looks like it's basically an HD, and the other one looks like a stupid old Zenith TV.
Yeah, seriously.
Also, he wants us to do an episode for the 6.0 fellas and how to properly bulletproof a 6.0. That's in the works. Don't you worry, Mr. Alex.
That's happening. We won't
forget you 6.0 guys. So, billet wheel on a 6.0, and then we can expand more just about billet wheels in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes or no, maybe so.
It's one of those things where it's not going to be a drastic improvement in power. But it also is one of those things where it's definitely a more efficient design. So, I mean... You know, will it have the capability of flowing maybe a little bit more air? Sure, mm-hmm. sure. Is it a little bit lighter than those kind of clunky cast wheels? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can they spool a little faster? Sure. Do you get an extra couple of pounds of boost? Yeah, you can. Maybe an extra couple of pounds of boost.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't buy it under the impression that you're, like, just trying to get power with it. Because you might be fairly disappointed as far as the overall... power output that it's going to give you. I mean, it's really not a huge power gainer. It really isn't. I mean, there is what are they, $230?
Yeah, but usually between 220 and I've seen some almost at 300, depending on what turbo.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you got to weigh out the time it takes to do the job. If you already got a turbo installed on your truck and you want to put a billet wheel in it, like what, you know, power to cost to work kind of ratio thing. I mean, if you're really trying to get down to the numbers of it, they're not huge gainers. But if you're in the game of efficiency and trying to get the most possible everything out of your truck, throw a billet wheel in. I mean, if you're splitting hairs with efficiency, do a billet wheel.
Yeah. my usual kind of spiel with that is I would not tear apart a perfectly good working truck and turbo.
Yeah.
to put just a billet wheel in.
Yeah.
If you're going in there because you're replacing up pipes and the turbo's out anyways, go for it.
Yeah.
Or if you're replacing a turbo and you want to take a brand new turbo apart and put a billet wheel on there, do it. Absolutely, do it. But if it's one of those things where, like, do I get a billet wheel or colder intake?
Yeah,
colder intake. Get the colder intake. Yeah. let's not skip ahead of ourselves, Will.
I mean, on like 7.3s with original turbos and original wheels in them, yeah, they did have some surging issues. Mm-hmm. And they had the Wicked Wheel was the Wicked Wheel 1, which was a cast wheel.
And the Batmobile.
The Batmobile. Yeah. They had all different sort of wheels for it that kind of fixed that surging issue. So a lot of guys, like with those trucks, will buy it because they're literally trying to fix something. So, and then absolutely we would recommend going to a billet. I mean, in the back in the day, the first Wicked Wheel was a cast. It was basically a wheel out of a 94 to 97 Power Stroke that
putting
guys were using
duty.
And putting it in the 99 to 03. Because they had like this weird surging issue at like what, highway speeds was like 50, 55 miles per hour, just kind of and that's what the billet or a Wicked Wheel essentially fixed.
Yeah.
So
that being said, plus they look badass.
Yeah, they're super
Have
cool.
you seen a Wicked Wheel for a 6.7 Power Stroke turbo?
Yeah, the two, the
It's a work
double-sided.
Of art.
Yeah, it's really, really unfortunate you don't get to look at it while it's installed. I mean, you got to take your intake off to look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're super cool. I got two damaged ones sitting on my desk as desk art. Yeah,
they're cool.
It's kind of nice.
I actually did when I put the 38R on my excursion, I took a brand new 38R turbo part and put a billet wheel on there.
Yeah.
Glad I did it. Sounded awesome. Everybody says the 38Rs have a pretty unique sound with the cast wheel. Couldn't tell you because I never ran one. But it did sound awesome.
Yeah, it did.
With a billet wheel on there.
It did. It ran really good too.
So, Alex, thanks for your question.
Yes, great question.
I hope it answered it for you. And yeah, we got a 6.0 episode coming eventually for you guys. Next question.
All right, TJ North. Like the review says, I'm new to Diesel World. I just picked up 2018 Ram and starting the new build. Would love to rock some DPP swag from you guys. We hooked them up. One request would be to hear more on your guys' Ram 2500 off-road builds and what sort of mods and tunes you would suggest for a weekend warrior type build. I'm assuming he's looking at like our
Howie, Sledge,
any of those Milner. Kind of builds. Awesome builds.
Yep.
Not to bombard you with questions, but to add to the weekend warrior question, just was wondering your guys' opinion on whether or not to delete the truck in a mild tune or leave it stock for reliability on the trails and the daily drive. I apologize if this is redundant. It's not redundant. Don't worry, TJ. First question, as far as weekend warrior type build, I mean, that. I think if anything, like we are somewhat known as the bridge between like the off-road industry and the diesel industry. Like we're like those guys in the middle that kind of do both.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking to build like a weekend warrior type build, especially something similar to like Howitzer or Sledge, we can definitely set you up. I mean, we're especially on those Rams, Carly suspension, fantastic suspension. If you want something that is smooth on road and completely usable off road, they build awesome components. So Carly suspension, we would definitely recommend that. As far as wheels, tires, I mean, we can get you set up. I mean, we're big fans of, you know, 40s on 17s. So, we've got the fender kits to open those wheel wells up so you can fit some 40s on there with 3 inches of lift, which is pretty awesome. That's like one of our favorite.
Yeah, the mantra is basically low slung and tuck in 40s.
Yeah, big tires, low lift.
Big tires, low lift.
So, yeah, we could definitely get you set up with that. And in fact, we can even do an AEV kit if you didn't really want to dive really deep into the suspension and just wanted to kind of do kind of a basic a spacer kit. We've got those available too.
Yeah.
And then we also have all the, you know, components as far as winches, bumpers. I mean, we've got the AEV bumper, which is extremely popular for
and
those 4-gen Rams, and lights, and everything in between. So yeah, we can definitely get you set up. We were actually talking about doing an episode where we had kind of all of the trucks kind of laid out. And to where if you guys wanted to see inside, outside, under the hood, all that kind of thing, we could show you. As far as the emissions question, now, our builds that we have, completely emissions intact. So Howitzer, she's been on the Ultimate Adventure twice, and it's got emissions intact. And it's one of those things where that's kind of it's one of those adapt and overcome kind of things. It's the wave of the future.
Yeah.
So we're going to be forced to sort of have to work with these emissions, and it's not a bad thing. You can definitely get great power out of these trucks while leaving your emissions intact. That is a thing. Don't let anybody tell you that's not a thing, because you can certainly have that. You can kind of have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, look at our bog truck.
Yeah.
8-pound truck, tap it on a 500 horsepower door, stock turbo.
Yeah.
Emissions intact.
Awesome. Awesome running. So, if you ask us, we say leave your emissions intact. We can still make some great power with the emissions intact.
And you stay legal.
And you stay legal. That's you don't have to worry about any of that crap going down on everybody right now. So.
Yeah. I would say for the AEV kit, one of my favorite things, I drove the Nomad from Spokane to, what was it?
Was it Montana? Did you do Montana?
Yeah.
You did.
It was Acton, Montana.
Yeah.
Tiny little town.
Yeah.
For the NHRDA stuff.
Yeah.
And that truck was on 40s and 17s, and I hope the owner of the company's not listening. Yeah. I had the cruise control set at like 80, 85, jamming all the way there. It was hugging the corners. It was awesome. Yeah. And the only time that I knew that I was on a truck on 40s was when I got out.
Yeah.
That truck handled exactly like it did stock. So if you like the way it handles stock, AEV, fenders, 40s,
yeah,
perfect.
And we can set you up with lockers. We can, we can make that thing climb a tree.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, not literally. But,
I mean, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, maybe.
There is enough beer in the world to do that.
Yeah, and I'm gonna hand this one to you. Since this guy, you guys got first name brothers.
Yeah, Ben Brown, great name.
Another Ben.
He did actually chime in. He is watching.
All right, Ben. Right on, we are Ben. Answering your question live.
So, looking to buy a newer truck, coming from a 2007-3 F-250,
great
platform. I know why you left, but I know why you stayed for that one, too. He was towing a 20-foot toy hauler up and down the 5, leaning towards a Ram with a 5.9 or 6.7, wanting to know our opinion on that. Roughly 7,000 pounds bumper pull, but planning to upgrade to a gooseneck, 34 or 40-foot in the future. Thanks, you guys rock. You rock too, Ben.
I'm a 5.9 fan.
I do like them too.
But the one thing I don't like about the 5.9s
is everything around it.
Yeah, interior. the one truck that I wish I still had was I had an 06 5.9 mega cab. I loved that truck. And it was loaded. I had every option available on that truck. Still, comparative to like a fourth gen, fairly loaded, it's like, it feels like a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
it feels like a work truck. I mean, that's the only downside to those 5.9s. Great engine, transmission. If you get a manual, awesome. Automatic.
For towing, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Manual, awesome. So obviously we'd recommend 5.9. I would say mega cab, but just because I like mega cabs, I think they're cool looking. So 5.9 manual would be like the ultimate kind of tow rig.
You're doing a gooseneck. 5.9 manual dually.
Yeah.
That's a great tow rig.
Yeah,
it really is. That's a great tow rig. If you're someone like me, honestly, I like the nicer stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a little snob, not saying you're not, but I do like a little nicer inside there.
Yeah.
So, like a 6.7, get into a 4th gen 6.7, that's awesome. If you're going to do a 4th gen, we're looking at emissions. If you're going to go emissions intact, this might blow the budget, but I would go 13 or up. They do have a little bit more refined emission system. They start using urea, where you can actually have that truck perform really well at highway speeds. You get a good burn on there. You get urea and everything going on. You got good interior. You get a nice touchscreen. I think that's probably what I would do. And at 6.7, like the Silverback Gorilla that we had, emissions intact, dually, mega
cab. And stock transmission, too, and that thing tows all the time. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're going to look at... So, I think we might have came up with a consensus here. So... If you're looking at like a 6.7, 13 or newer, automatic, fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at 5.9, make sure you get a manual. Boom.
Yeah, I dropped the mic on that one right there.
Just like that.
Yeah, right on, boys. So, Ben, thank you for Homa. That's Sports Center.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh my God.
Okay, so this is big news.
This is huge news.
For those of you that are in the industry may be crapping your pants right about now when you see this. Those of you that are not in the industry may think it's like, but so there's a thing in the diesel industry called MAP, minimum asking pricing. Obviously, it's in every industry, but there are companies that adhere to it, companies that don't. Some are very strict. Companies like S&B, very strict on MAP pricing, which is good for us, the retailer, because that means the customer is buying from us. They can get that same product at that same price from anyone. But they call us with the questions. They call us about shipping. We make sure we get to them fast. We stock them on the shelf. Anything like that. That's where it allows companies to actually rise above others.
Yeah.
So this company actually puts out videos of people who are selling below MAP.
Yeah.
This is how stringent they are in this kind of stuff. And they are going on sale. They never go on sale.
Yeah, they never go on sale.
Fast. I don't know if you can
Guys,
see that.
Get it this weekend.
Everybody.
And
My GM just started crapping himself.
Yeah, he's got to leave now.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Guys, if you're buying this weekend too, since they are only on sale this weekend, you get entered into our contest. This is a contest or a drawing.
I'm so excited.
But
it's the best beer I've had all day.
So, if you have a truck, I think you need two Fasses. So, If you buy one on Saturday and you buy one on Sunday, guess what? You're entered twice.
Yeah. So this weekend, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Friday sale goes live, I believe, Thursday night. But Friday through Monday night at midnight, we are going to be doing every purchase is an entrance into our order forgiveness.
Yeah.
So basically what's going to happen is...
We're like pardoning your order.
We're pardoning your order. So Tuesday, me and Tyler are going to sit down, much like we are right now, live, and we're going to pull two orders from each day of the sale. So we're going to pull two order numbers from Friday, two order numbers from Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And whatever those order numbers are, we're paying for it.
We're refunding your order.
Yeah.
You're going to get a receipt from us saying your order has been refunded. You're probably going to freak out and go, I didn't cancel my order. No, you just got it for free.
Yeah. That can mean, and we're playing, this is where the Russian roulette comes in, and our own O'Brien was sweating bullets because we suggested, we're like, it's the best way to be honest. This could be eight transmissions.
Yeah, you could literally have a $10,000 transmission.
Mm-hmm. And we're pulling them live.
If you're a lucky guy or lucky gal, that now's your time. If you're thinking about buying a transmission or any part, First of all, this is the best time to buy anyways because everything's on sale.
Yeah.
Secondly, man, if there could be a chance that your order could be forgiven and you're going to buy it anyways, man. I don't think you need to shop with anybody else, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. So other heavy hitters, honestly, Fast takes the cake on this one. I'm super excited. Yeah. Since I've been in the industry, this is the second time they've ever been on sale.
Yeah.
So if you guys have ever thought about it, we get questions and emails all the time. When's Fast going on sale? Never. Is Fast going to be discounted?
Never.
Can you discount this Fast for me?
Nope.
No, I can't.
No.
This is huge. They're going to be 10% back.
Yeah.
So, they told me not to say that, and I did, so whatever.
Yeah.
So anyhow, other heavy hitters. We got ATS Diesel. We got Baja Designs. Get your lights going on. You got BD, Cognito Suspension, Diamond Eye.
Which we just added Cognito. Yeah. So this is brand new for us. So yeah, check us out for Cognito.
Lots of other exhaust manufacturers, Diamond Eye, Flow Pro, MBRP.
South Bend Clutch.
I mean, clutches, dual disc clutches, they're not cheap. They're $1,500.
Yeah.
Get your money's worth and get that free shipping. And then possibly get the order forgiven.
Yeah.
Complete Performance, all you OBS guys, Rutledge Brothers, I'm talking about you. It's time to buy your stuff. So that being said, thank you for watching. This is going to be a short one. And for all those of you wondering, yes, we do drink beer during this.
Yeah. Well,
it's the holidays.
We got some 805. They didn't pay us for this.
Oh, we had some comments here. I'm going to go through the comments real quick here, guys. Josh Weasley, are you doing a Sinister Diesel giveaway?
No, we weren't allowed to put anything blue on the website. So.
Sidebar. The internet is ruthless.
Yeah, the internet
Sinister
is breaking
Diesel
today.
Stuff right now.
Holy crap.
We've been dying in the sales floor right now.
Some of the memes that have came from that
are
just
brutal.
Gold. Yeah, you guys are brutal, but...
But I love it.
Kind of good.
Let's see here. Tyler Kipp says, Happy Turkey Day, boys.
Yeah, Sada. Happy Turkey
you got
Day,
in.
Buddy.
Ben Brown, I'm here. We answered your question.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Let's see. Andrew Chase had a question about blow-off valve. We have actually got one of our sales guys answering questions in the comments right now. I believe that was Ash that answered you. So you got your answer there. Jeffrey Reed wants to know about an 0759 Cummins hard start after engine is warm. What's your 30-second diagnosis?
30-second diagnosis, first thing I would check, obviously, lift pump pressure. Make sure you're good there. Then I would move up to the pressure relief valve, making sure that's not opening early on you. Then after that, I would do a injector return flow test, because 90% of the times when that engine is warm, those injectors start returning too much fuel, drops the pressure down, makes it hard to start. Those are the three things I would check.
That was actually just about 30 seconds.
That's awesome.
Boom. I love it, man. That was good.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Mike Paul, 0759 died on me. And again, I can't see the rest of those, but it looks like Ash got you. Brian Melanson's watching. What's up, dude? Andrew Chase, more questions. Brian wants to know, when you say 5.9, you're talking common rail. Yes, we are talking common rail.
Yeah.
Samuel, 05 Chevy Silverado, took the muffler off and ended a good flow, airflow. I can't read the rest of that, but it looks like you actually responded to. Dang.
I got to tell you, man.
Our guys, our sales guys down there, killing it on the comments right there. And Ben McPherson, what's up, fellas? Ben McPherson was listening last week from Singapore.
What was he doing in Singapore?
I don't know what you're doing in Singapore, but
what time was it?
Thank
in
you
Singapore?
For listening.
I hope it wasn't like I mentioned Singapore. That's got to be like. Well, it's like 3 o'clock now. It's like that's like the next day. Like we're talking to people in the future.
You're in the future.
You're in the future is now.
It's the freaking, it's the magical future. Yeah. Anyhow, thank you for listening, folks. Have a good Thanksgiving. Travel safe. If it's cold and icy where you are, make sure you listen to our Getting Ready for Winter episode because we did one on that already.
Yeah.
Make sure you bring your antifreeze with you. Make sure you empty out your winter air from your tires and put your summer air and put your winter air back in. Drain your antifreeze so your truck isn't, or the coolant doesn't freeze. I'm butchering all of these, but I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. It's been a long day and I'm drinking 805. So
yeah. So
that being
said, happy Thanksgiving. Eat a bunch of turkey. Get fat and happy.
Yes.
And then the next day, eat some more. We'll be back.
Ben McPherson says it was 6 a.m.
Oh, 6 a.m.
Time out. He was 6 a.m. when he was listening to us.
Wow.
Just so you guys know, we are open Friday and Monday during the sale. If you have any questions. The worst thing in the world is buying something really quick because you think it was on sale and ends up being the wrong part, and then when you got to exchange it, it's not on sale anymore. If you have questions, call us. That's why we're here. We will answer questions. Send us emails. Facebook message us. Just get your questions
answered. Well, we got the online chat. Like, literally, you will not wait longer than 10 minutes on the phone. Okay, that's like our worst possible wait time.
Yeah.
Just hang out. We even have the callback feature, so if you don't want to wait on the phone, just do that, and we'll call you as soon as we become available.
Yeah.
Just ask your questions. That's totally fine. We're totally cool with answering them. We want to make sure you get the right parts the first time and not have to deal with doing returns. Nobody likes doing that. Returns suck. So have a happy Thanksgiving. Call us if you need some help. We'll get your parts going ASAP. Hopefully
that's
UPS
it.
And USPS and FedEx doesn't
planes
screw
falling out
up
of the air.
like they did last year.
Yeah.
So there are probably going to be delays. So. Yeah. Anyways.
I'm getting a sign from my producer. We got to stop it.
Yeah, we're getting yelled at.
Cheers, boys. Cheers. Have a good Thanksgiving. Oh, and girls.
Merry Christmas.